Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
How you guys doing? How's everybody doing? How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
You know, it's Wednesday, so not much has changed since Tuesday.
No?
When I saw you yesterday.
So for 24 hours, you say your life has just been on pause. Nothing. Literally nothing has happened in 24 hours.
I think, like, when you get stuck in your routines, and I'm very much a person who likes routines and habits, is, like, when Tuesday just goes by and you do the same things that you typically do on Tuesday, doesn't really feel like that crazy. Like, I went to work, and then I went to my house or my apartment. And now I'm here again. My life is a roller coaster, guys. It is lit.
This is sincerely the theme of the conversation that I have with my 17 and 22-year-old. Right? It's no different than you right there.
Nothing.
How about you, Mo? What's happening, man?
I'm good. Yeah. I'm, you know, breathing and stuff.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Keep your head above water.
Yeah, man. Okay. Just keep swimming.
Is there a date that is on, because Mo has been very transparent about the stress that's going on in his life right now. Is there a finish line to this stress? Like, is it based on...
I hope so.
it's a mythical one right now. But what I'm saying is it Christmas where, you know, like, you're going to be around family and you got a whole bunch of these things that are on your mind. They are completed, or is it something that's going to be, you already know, in 2025 it's leaking over?
To be honest, I don't know. I never really went through what I'm going through right now. I've never been this out of it. I've never felt this much not myself. I don't know. I hope there's a finish line. But I pray to God.
Can you please share, what's it like to be around family and it actually alleviate stress?
Those are two different things.
Now, it's not all my family.
Okay. All right, so you are like us.
Yeah.
All right.
More than you know. But, yeah, I have a couple family members that I try to lean on.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
How you doing?
I'm doing much better than I was doing yesterday afternoon. So I had a whopper of an anxiety attack yesterday.
Okay. I will match years later on in the show. I had one yesterday also.
Yeah, so they suck. This one wasn't like the long lingering one. I actually prefer the one I had yesterday over that. You can ask me what triggered it. I have no freaking clue. I picked Jimmy up from school. We went home. He ate some lunch. I got him down for his nap, and I was standing there in the kitchen prepping for Christmas baking with some of the neighbor kids last night, and my right hand just starts shaking uncontrollably.
Oh my gosh.
Lordy.
And it just won't stop.
Do you start snorting Lexapro when that happens?
Like, I have Xanax as needed. Again, maybe it's the holiday stress. I have no idea. But I could feel like my heart was about to beat out of my chest and my hand. It's always my right hand. My right hand's like shaking uncontrollably. And I was like, I was going to try to breathe my way through it. And I was like, nope. we're going to medicate ourselves to this one. So I went upstairs and I took my medicine and I came back down. And it's pretty fast acting. You just got to like give it about 15, 20 minutes. Mm. And then everything just kind of settled down and I was able to take a beat and take a breath. And then we had the neighbor kids over last night. We made some peanut butter Buckeyes. Aww. And we made some chocolate crinkles.
Did that alleviate the stress or did that add to the stress?
No, dude, I was good. I was golden. Thanks for that, Zanny.
Okay. mine was more a temper tantrum than it was anxiety last night. Oh. It's just that, you know what, nothing stresses me out more than time constraints, like thinking that I'm going from one project to the next, to the next, to the next, to the next, and it's going to be that way. Nothing stresses me out more. So I had a minor temper tantrum last night, but it was alleviated by one thing that I will share with you guys later on in the show.
All right, cool.
All right, Katie, you're secretly watching over the neighborhood kid. You know you are, if not turning into, you are that neighbor, right? The one that peeks between the blinds. I mean, you're kind of young for this, but you're definitely in training.
Yeah, but I own it. You know, I just let it be. This, it is what it is now. But yes, I'm trying to secretly watch a neighborhood kid because I failed him and I don't want to fail him again in the future. And it all started when I was peeping through the blinds, Bert.
You brought it on yourself, woman.
I heard some noise outside in my
You heard a kerfuffle?
Yeah, it was a kerfuffle going on outside. And I just thought it was like the kids cutting through like the back of my yard because my house is the bus stop. So typically when they get off the bus, they cut through, go to the house, whatever. But then I heard arguing, like, get off of me, get off. And I'm like, okay, now what's really going on? So when I look out the window, I see four kids. There's two boys who are pulling another little boy's bag. It looks like they're trying to like take his bag. Mm-mm. And then there's one girl standing to the side, like yelling, leave him alone. So I'm like, oh no, it's like going down in my backyard. So as I'm watching this, I'm trying to prepare myself on how I'm going to intervene. So these kids, they all look about the same height as me. So I'm like, I need to put on like an adult voice. So I'm like, okay, do I go out there and like scram or, you know, like guys, get out the yard, leave them alone. Like I'm trying to practice the scenario of how I'm going to intervene.
Did you say that they were teens or preteens? What are we talking about?
Middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah,
okay.
They're in middle school. And so as I'm going through the scenario, I'm still watching this go down of them pulling back and forth. And then one kid gets a rock. I'm like, okay, now this has to stop. Mm-hmm. So I go outside and I open the door. And I, mind you, I'm in my pajamas, bonnet on, everything. And as soon as I go out, everything has, they've just scrambled. And I'm like, oh, I took too long to intervene in this disagreement. Like now I see the kid walking on the backyard, the one kid who was pulling the kid's bag. I don't know where he went, but the other kid, I saw what house he went to. So I'm like, noted. I know where the bully number one lives, right? So I have this all in my head and I'm just like, okay, I failed this kid in this one chance that I should have just ran out there and tried to be an adult and stop it. But now I'm making sure to watch. Now I have to keep an eye out for if this happens again. And then part of me is like, do I tell the parent of that one bully because I know where he lives? Or do I just keep my mouth shut and just watch out to see if it happens again, then intervene?
Oh, I'd go in now. I'd go to the parents now.
What would you say?
I'd just say this is what I saw going down. I would probably go to the victim of the bullying, his parents more than anything else. But I think you can nip this in the bud now. I'd go for it.
How long ago was this, though?
This was like last week.
I still think there's time there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I didn't know if that would be weird to be like, hey, I saw your kid bullying somebody else. I'm like, well, who are you? You know, you never know how parents will react.
No, I think I would go to the victim's parents first and let them kind of deal with it. But they need to know. I mean, this is probably not the first time that's happened.
So you don't feel like it's Katie's place to go to the bullies' houses, but it's she should go to, like you said, the victim's parents and be like, hey, I saw this happening to your son in case you wanted to do anything about it.
I think that makes sense. You guys?
I don't know if every parent would be receptive to that. That's all I would worry about. I mean, you would hope that they would be, but I know some parents would probably look at that as being intrusive. You're just knocking on my door and telling me something that's going on with my kid.
Yeah, but your conscience in her backyard.
And your conscience is done at that point. You're just trying to do the right thing. The way it's received, you have no control over that. Mm. But so long as you can live in your heart with, okay, at least I did what I could do to make sure this doesn't happen again to this little guy, I could live with that.
Or maybe you can go at it like, I'm trying to put myself in the parent's shoes. Like if you go up and you knock on the door and they come out and be like, hey, so I saw something happen in my backyard between your kid and a couple other kids. And I didn't know if he told you about it. And if she's like, yes, he did, then you can be like, all right, all good. Or if she's like, no, what are you talking about? Then you can go into like, because I mean, maybe he went home and he told his mom and dad, hey, Chuck and Bob or mm-hmm. being D-bags again.
Abby, what would you do? You're close to that middle school age.
Yeah, I mean, when I was in middle school last year, and I, no, especially because it's a guy, and I grew up with a brother who, like, if anything was going on in his life, he wasn't necessarily going to his parents and, mm-hmm. and to our parents and revealing what was going on. And so if I was a parent, and I can only speak for the parenting style that I will never have because I don't plan to have kids, is... For me, if someone cared about my kid that much and saw that my kid was going through something and wanted to give me as many resources and information as possible to be able to help my child, I would see that as a benefit. Mm-hmm. To Mo's point, some people aren't going to see it that way, but I feel like if you go to the victim's house, at the very least, like, you're just doing your due diligence by informing people, whereas sometimes if you go to, like, the bully's parents' house, that would just make things worse. Mm-hmm. So I think just giving them the resources and information to know what's going on, and then they can do with it what they will.
Do something, woman.
Okay. The next HOA meeting.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Filmmakers everywhere are freaking out because apparently there's a new film in development that's set to come out in a couple of years that is going to take the box office by storm.
The producers, I read, are because most people want to see R-rated movies now, are jockeying for this thing to be R-rated.
I would love to see, like, what was, like, the cartoon, like Happy Tree Friends, like edgy Bluey, where it's just Bluey but on crack.
When I tell you that I got so jazzed for this information yesterday when it came across my Insta feed.
Just the fact that you use the word jazzed puts you into a demographic.
I'm aware.
Can I get a translation?
Man, I was stoked, baby.
Okay, all right.
I was stoked. This thing is going to slap.
I don't know if any of that helped. I got the picture.
After the show yesterday, we're sitting here and I'm on my laptop doing, like, some kind of stupid cybersecurity training, and Kristen's over there doing her stuff, and all of a sudden she goes, Abby! And I'm like, did somebody die? And she goes, Abby, this is the biggest news ever. And she pulls up her phone and she just shows me a photo of Bluey. And I'm like, Kristen, I don't have small children. This isn't exciting. She goes, no, you don't understand. They're coming out with a Bluey movie.
Oh, okay. I thought
Bluey
at first,
movie.
When you said Bluey, I thought you were going to say something like, he was at one of those Diddy parties.
No! Stop.
Don't do that to Bluey.
He was going
to
be tied into all that, man.
Bluey would never.
Bluey is in handcuffs
Bluey
after.
Left early.
They all have.
With Denzel. Right. They walked out hand in hand. Had nothing to do with it. Don't you besmirch Bluey's name.
You were so shocked that I thought that's what you were going to come up with.
So, no, I'm excited because I think, because it's going to be in movie theaters. And those, like, there is, if you want to call it a Bluey cult, whatever, but it is the sweetest kid show ever, because it's for kids and it's also for adults, and it speaks to not only what it's like to be a kid but also what it's like to be a parent. And there are these guys online that are watching certain Bluey episodes for the first time, and this man is in puddles crying afterwards. I swear to you.
Yeah?
Because they're so emotional, because they really hit at the core of what it's like to be a parent to young kids, and you feel it in your soul. So when I saw this, I'm like, this is gonna be our first trip to a theater. This is gonna be Jimmy's first theater experience to watch Bluey the movie.
So you're really excited. Why is Bluey such a big deal? Like, you talk about how, like, it hits people at home, but, like, why do, like, the kids like it?
Well, I mean, for the way the animation is. Oh, by the way, somebody told me, our friend Amy, that the way the colors are done in Bluey, it's so dogs can actually see it. Because dogs only see certain colors. So people are showing videos of their dogs watching Bluey because of, like, what it's done. But for the kids, it's just, it's cleverly written. It's funny. It's cute. They're short 8-minute episodes. So it's great for their little attention spans.
So the movie's going to be like, what, 25 minutes?
Yeah.
They did release a long episode at the end of the last season. And I think they were testing to see. It was 30 minutes. Shocker. Mm-hmm. But I think they were testing to see if we could stick around for longer. But I'm not sure if I think the parents are more excited about this than the kids.
Probably.
When moms and you know take their kids to go see this movie, how many bottles do you think you'll hear roll down the aisles of the movie theater while you guys?
I'm driving my kids there, so there will be no bottles.
Okay.
There.
Well, if you Uber, we know what's going on.
All right, a movie that did absolutely not crush it at the box office is a blockbuster called Red One. Have you guys seen the previews for this?
Is this with The Rock?
Yeah, it's got The Rock in it. It's got Chris Evans in it. It's like this baddie Santa film, and I don't really know what the plot is. I just know it looks like The Avengers, but at Christmas time. And it absolutely bombed at the box office. I mean, this thing had a budget of $200 million, and it is still trying to recoup all of the money it hasn't gotten yet. It's made maybe about $175 million, so they're about $25 million short.
Well, I would blame it on the marketing, because that's the first time I've ever heard of it.
I've never heard of it either.
Well, here's what they're actually explaining as to why they didn't do too much marketing for the actual theater run. So when it came out on Amazon Prime over the weekend, it got 50 million viewers. And they're explaining that the reason they didn't do a ton of marketing leading up to the theatrical release is that they didn't really care how much it made at the theater, which I think is BS, but whatever. Mm-hmm. They just wanted people to get Amazon Prime and watch it at home, because sure, you can get so many people to the theater, but if you can get 50 million people at home to watch it, that's massive.
I also think that the critics came out and they just hammered this movie so badly that it's possible that the reputation of it was so bad that parents were like, or people were just like, you know what, I'm not going to spend $12 on it, but I already have Amazon Prime, so I'll just wait for it to come out.
I know. I'm more likely to sit down and actually watch a movie that I'm not sure about if I can do it from the comfort of my couch with my small screen and my medium-sized screen in front of me. All right, fans are shocked at how Jennifer Lopez responded to an interviewer essentially calling her old. I'll tell you about the incident on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The stakes are super high. You've got yourself a best friend, right? Best girlfriend, best boyfriend, whatever. You guys have been hanging for years. You know this person and you care about this person more than anybody else. Then, dang it, you start catching feelings. What do you do with them? Do you bury them, save the friendship, or do you go all in?
My friend, who has been friends with her best guy friend since childhood, realized that she recently had the feels for him. And like Bert said, was debating whether or not to confess to him or not. And so we talked about it a lot. And she decided that the friendship is the most important thing in the world to her. She doesn't want to lose him as a friend, but she can't live with the regret of not saying anything.
Okay.
I wonder if we lined up 100 men and 100 women, how they handle this situation, because I think most men go in. And most women think with something other than, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Then the stuff south of the border and make a different decision.
That would be interesting, too. And I think it maybe also varies depending on the level of friendship and what it looks like. But she's like, I had told her, you know, with great risk comes great reward. And somebody on this show, I think, once said, you're the only one who's going to have to live with your regrets and your decisions. And so it's up to her. So she went in. She was going to meet him face to face, but chickened out and couldn't do it.
Just a couple of details here. How long were they friends?
Excuse me. 20 years or something like that.
20 years. Okay.
Since they were kids. It's been a long time. And they lived on opposite ends of the country, or he had a girlfriend or she had a boyfriend. Like, nothing ever aligned properly. So it was never like on their minds to do this.
In 20 years, you are so firmly entrenched in even more than something like, more than the friend zone. I mean, you're brother's sister at that point.
Yeah.
That's tough to climb out of.
For sure.
But people change over time, too. So I think the person that you're friends with when you're a kid is not the same person that you're friends with as an adult. And if you can grow together, that's really cool. So like I said, she was going to meet him in person and tell him to his face, but then chickened out. So she did a phone call. She called him. No texts. She did do a phone call.
Not a FaceTime, because you didn't want to see him?
Nope. No FaceTime.
20 years of friendship.
Right.
Still can't just tell that man to his face.
Nope. She was going to FaceTime, backed out. Then she was going to call, backed out. Then she was going to text and backed out.
Yeah, and she sent a pigeon. And so she called him and she's like, "This, I'm going to preface this. This could be a very awkward conversation. There's something I need to talk to you about." And she told him that she had feelings with him, for him. And she asked him, you know, "Have you ever thought about me that way?" And he goes, "I would be lying if I said I never thought about that."
All right, that's the answer.
Okay.
It's a safe answer. Window's a little open here.
"But I've been dating someone secretly for the past 6 months."
Dump that skank.
What a horrible guy.
And it's pretty serious. And so my friend feels obviously deflated. Apparently they stayed on the phone after that and joked around and were able to kind of just not write it off, but be normal after that. So she feels pretty good. And the fact that he had felt that way or had those thoughts made it feel more like an even playing field. So she doesn't feel rejected. It's, again, perhaps right person, wrong time.
But she planted the seed.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's with this other woman. They've been secretly dating for 6 months, whatever. He says it's pretty serious. However, that seed has been planted.
Mm-hmm.
So now whenever he's hanging out with his girlfriend, there's like, she's going to do certain things and he's going to think like, "I wonder how Sarah would have done that." And then he's like, "I want." And so maybe it'll grow, or maybe it'll stay dormant and nothing will happen. But the seed has been planted.
Does nobody find it weird that for a close friendship of 20 years, he didn't tell her that they were dating until now? Like, why date secretly for 6 months? Mm. You, as a grown man, what are you hiding? You know what I mean?
Apparently, he hadn't told anybody, not even his parents. I don't know why. I think his family's always, she said, been critical of who he dates. I don't know why. They're young. They're in their like mid-20s. So maybe it's one of those, "I'm going to do this on my own" things.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. Plot twist. My other friend, who is not friends with the friend we're talking about, heard this segment on The Bert Show and confessed to her guy friend that she was in love with him.
What?
And he confessed to her, "I'm in love with you too." And now they're dating.
Oh, collateral love damage.
Yes. So somebody got out good.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's cool.
So, you know, take your shot, right?
Something good came of it.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Before we leave this segment here, Mo found this piece of audio that I think we all have stumbled upon the last couple of days.
She's everywhere.
Yeah,
she's everywhere, man. It's that little itty bitty kid that is in her school play. It must be after the school play, right?
Yeah. It's like a Christmas school play. And this video has now gone super viral. Her name is Story, and now she has a great story to tell. And her mom was really bragging on her about how she's just not shy. She is not afraid of the spotlight and the moment. And so there she is. It's like it's a Christmas play. They're on a stage. It's designed. And this is right after the play, where I don't think she was supposed to have the microphone at all. She's a 4-year-old girl, and she took the microphone from the principal in order to say this.
Myself and all of my other friends inside my class. And my class is really sweet, except one little boy. And I need to tell you.
They took the microphone from her before she could say which little boy
she
was
going in, and the principal had to reach down and go, okay, that's it. That's enough. Because she was about to go in on that kid.
She was about to let it go.
No, but that's all fantastic. But then the way she walks off stage, because she has like this beautiful head of hair, and she just walks off stage, and she literally does like a hair flip, and she's like bouncing her hair as she walks off of the stage like, yeah, I just did that.
I did that.
The Burt Show.
I have always been told that pick the passion and the money will come with that passion. Don't chase the money, right? So we get this email that is sort of saying the exact same thing, or is asking for advice. And I think that's inevitably the answer here. Hey, Burt Show, P1 podcast listener here from Iowa.
Thanks.
And I could really use some career advice. All right, first thing, move out of Iowa.
No. Nothing wrong with Iowa.
I'm so torn on what's best for myself and my family.
I say that even though I've never been there.
I was recently laid off of my full-time job and have been working part-time at a bakery decorating cakes. Cake decorating is my dream job, and I've loved every minute of it so far. Recently, I received a full-time job offer. They want to know my choice by EOB on Friday at a different company. Think more of a corporate marketing position. I know it sounds like a great opportunity, but not something I am passionate about. I guess what I'm wondering is your opinion on, is it worth it taking a full-time position you're not passionate about for a little more than double the income, or doing what you love for bare minimum income? Ooh, this would be fun for you guys to get in on. 1-855-BURT-SHOW. For background, I'm also a first-time mama to a beautiful six-month baby girl, and my husband is supportive of whatever decision I make. By working at the bakery, I get a few days at home with her each week, days I couldn't have if I was working full time. I know what I want to do, but I feel so guilty not contributing to our family financially. We don't need the extra income, but looking forward, if we have more kids, we probably would. So please help. Thank you, confused mama. So what do you guys got?
I don't really see the downsides of following your passions if the finances aren't a thing. Like that was going to be my argument. Like if I'm reading this and I'm like, okay, you have a new kid and you want to have more kids, and you're looking at the salary of, you know, decorating at a grocery store versus like, you know, taking a big time executive position. Like obviously you're going to be in a better financial position if you go like in the direction away from your passion. But like if you have more time to spend with your kids and it's not a financial decision that you're making, I mean, you're kind of saving money by not having to get childcare. And I think the kids can benefit by actually having a mom at home who is genuinely happy and is pursuing something that makes her days feel fulfilling other than just being a mom.
There is a known study that says happy moms make for happy kids, that it's the mother's happiness and well-being that contributes the most to the home and the well-being of the children. So I fully endorse you pursuing your passion and pursuing your dream job and doing what makes you happy, especially if you are lucky enough to be in a financial situation where you don't have to take this full-time position. I don't think you're ever going to regret staying home and doing what you love, but I do think you'd regret taking that job that takes you away from your family and what you want to do.
All right, Bird Show listener Diana here is saying Kristen is totally and completely wrong, and shut your mouth.
Whoa. That's not what I'm reading, but, you know, take from it what you will.
Hey, Diana, good morning.
Good morning.
I see you.
I would say for her to stay at her bakery job and continue to being a mom, because when I started working at a bank, and that was my dream job, I regretted it because all I wanted to do was be home with my baby.
Okay, so that's exactly what Kristen was saying.
Yes.
It's not what's up on our screen, but that's exactly what Kristen was saying.
To be fair, to have Bert's back, it said, I would keep the job that pays well. And that's definitely not what Diana said.
No, something lost in translation there. Mo, your advice.
I say follow your passion all day long. I think if you can be consistent with your passion, the money will come. Some people have all the money in the world and none of the happiness, and I've seen
My dad and my aunt, two people, like, take almost triple a pay cut in order to follow their happiness as opposed to follow the money, and they've never regretted it a day in their life.
Yeah, I would also say this, and I've said this a million times on the show, that you always come back to your authentic self, and your authentic self is so happy right now, and this is your love, that you could go ahead and you could pretend to be this person that wants to make money and take care of the family, but this is not who you are. You're going to be miserable. Stay there. You got it made right now. The only thing you're really fighting with is your own conscience.
Mm-hmm. I also feel like there's so many opportunities to monetize off the things that make you happy. Like with social media, like I follow so many accounts that show off their baking skills and show off like their cooking skills. And then, you know, a year later, all of a sudden they've got like a massive brand deal with Williams-Sonoma. So if you're guilty about the financial part, you never know where this hobby could take you.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you guys.
And with everything that was said, and this is your life, and by all means, you need to, you know, do what's right by you. But you're also married and have a kid. So this is a conversation you must have with your husband to figure out, yes, what's best for you, but also what's best for the family unit.
Sounds like they've already had it. And yeah. Husband is green lighting the whole thing, man. Get out of your own way.
Yep.
Get out of your own way on this thing.
Send us some cake.
There you go. Yeah, that's the real test.
Yeah. If this works out well, free birthday cakes for life for the Burt Show.
That's what we should tell Confused Mom in Iowa. Listen, we can't fully tell you to stick with this baking thing if we don't know how well you bake. So send us some goodies.
There you go.
We will test taste them. If they pass the test taste vibe, then we will tell you to keep on pursuing your baking.
Now you got it.
I got it.
The Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
All right, so I realized this a couple of days ago, and I'm wondering if you fall into the same category I do. Let me set the scene for you guys, okay? So we are getting ready for the holiday party that we had on Friday night. When I say we, it's really my girlfriend Amanda. She's downstairs, and she's decorating for the kids, right?
So cute.
So I'm taking video of all the hard work that she has done, and as I am walking down the stairs, I start singing, "It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas." Let me continue. "Everywhere you go. Shabba dabba da ding da dang da baby de doo dee dee." Because I don't know the words, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So my guess here is I asked Tommy to put together a lyric contest for us.
Oh, no.
So
I am wondering how far you guys can really get into Christmas songs before you start going, because you don't really know all the words.
Dude, I love this so much because now Jimmy, because he's three, he gets three songs before he goes to bed at night. And now we're doing Christmas carols. And there is a part in Jingle Bells where I don't know what the line is. So I just go,
all right.
And then I go right back into the next
line because I have no idea what that lyric is.
Let's see how many words you can actually get into before you hack it. Go ahead, Tom.
All right, this is the Burt Show Christmas Carol game. I have selected songs from one artist who is known as the traditional Christmas Carol singer. His album is a classic. I'm talking about the one and only Nat King Cole.
Okay.
Perhaps you remember the nursery rhyme, Nat King Cole was a merry old soul.
Nope.
That comes right in. It was really old.
Don't remember that one. But
I got you on this one.
Nat King Cole, merry old soul. Right, it's Christmas time, Mary.
Okay, let's get into it.
Jesus. You want to hear about his soul?
No, why do you make me hate Christmas?
Dear God.
Christ.
It is his birthday.
All right. So I have the instrumental from the Nat King Cole song. Bert, you've got an easy one, Deck the Halls. I'm going to play the very beginning of it so you can hear how it starts. I'm going to give you the first couple of words, and then I'm going to stop it. Then I'm going to play the instrumental, and you're going to sing.
Okay, wow.
Okay. Right.
Here's Nat King Cole, Deck the Halls.
Deck the Halls.
Bands of Holly.
No, you're not singing yet.
Holly, oh.
Now I'm playing the instrumental, and you're going to sing.
Okay.
And we're going to see how many words you can get before you mess up.
Okay.
Deck the halls with bounce of holly. Ba-da-la-la. No.
Bounce?
With what?
Bounce.
What you decking it with?
What is it?
What's a bound?
Bounce? I don't know, but I think it's bounce.
Bounce.
Oh, I didn't know that.
B-O-U-G-H. This is
honestly the first time I knew that. I just learned that.
Listen.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Boughs. I don't know what bounds are now that I think about it either.
Do you know what a bough is?
No.
It's a branch of a tree or something.
Did you guys know that?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. All right. No. But I knew it was bough.
I'm not even gonna lie.
Did you know the nursery rhyme, when the bough breaks, the cradle falls?
Look at this.
We are learning so much today.
Look at this. Well, you know what? I have an excuse. I'm Jewish.
You dork.
I wasn't supposed to win this game.
Next up, Kristen.
Yo.
Nat King Cole's Joy to the World.
Okay. Joy to the world.
There you go. Ready?
Joy to the world. Da, da, da,
da. Wow, the game.
Receive.
The Lord has come. Yeah.
Not the Lord has come.
Oh, no.
The Lord is come.
Oh. Oh. No, that's not even correct.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
This is what it says.
Joy to the world, the Lord is come.
Let earth receive her King.
Here's the part that should mess you up.
Let everyone prepare in heaven and nature sing.
It's not Nat King, skeet, skeet.
To a manger.
You're up next. Oh, Nat King Cole's classic, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Ooh.
Setting the tone.
Yep. You need to get a tough one.
Oh, come, all ye faithful.
Woo!
I
listen to this every year, too.
I expect big things from you, Mo.
No, I don't.
Coming off your appearance of our national anthem.
Yeah.
He's trying to get right, Tom.
Thank you.
Oh, come and ye faithful.
What?
Just
wait,
for
stop. What?
He
up the
second literally
word,
just
man.
Said, yeah. You just listened to the first
I thought
word.
I thought I got a pass on, well, I thought that was like the free bingo block. Like the, I thought I had to pick it up after what you just played.
No, start from the beginning.
Hey, Mo, what's the name of this song?
I don't know.
Oh, come all ye faithful.
Thank you.
That's literally the first line.
I think you guys are proving my point. All right, Abby.
Why am I nervous?
Last one, Abby. This is my favorite traditional Christmas carol and the hardest one to sing.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Holy Night.
Oh.
Here's Nat King Cole.
I'm straight to crush it.
Oh, holy night.
Okay.
Shadoobie.
Now, Abby, being you grew up in church, you were a youth group leader. These other heathens, not so much. But I'm expecting big things from you.
Okay. Baby Jesus is counting on you.
I think I got at least the first 5 seconds.
Don't let me down. Okay.
Oh, holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth.
What was it?
It is our Savior, but in the lyrics, it's the Savior.
Oh,
Tommy.
I'm just trying to throw some riz on it, Tommy. I'm trying to get brownie points to heaven. I had a wild weekend. I got to make up for it.
Dude, I've always sang it ours.
Yeah.
Well, you've been singing it wrong.
Well, Nat King Cole is singing it wrong.
Abby, you have been crowned the best Christian.
Yes.
Yay! You hear that, Jesus?
The one that's trying to run away from Christianity.
The Burt Show.
I made an important decision yesterday that I think alleviated a lot of stress towards the end of the day. I've decided to give up till January 1st. Everything. I'm giving up. You know how there are times where we will debate what is breakup day? Going into the like Thanksgiving.
Oh, dump day.
Dump day.
Yeah.
Right. And that's before Thanksgiving or Christmas. If you're in a relationship and you know that it's bad, when is the proper time to get out of that relationship before the holidays? Right. I don't think we should debate that anymore. We should debate give up day. I have decided as it. I'm not putting any pressure on myself to go to the gym right now. I'm eating whatever I want because life is just getting in the way of the holidays. And what are the next 2 weeks really going to do for me health-wise? I think the better option is to give up until January 1st.
No, I did that a long time ago.
Did you? You did that in June?
Yeah, I did that in 2012, babe.
It's funny you say that because I want to give up, but I'm so afraid of the like just getting up. Period. I don't think I'll get back on it.
Right.
And
back on it.
Dork.
Dude, I took the caffeine too early. I'm so sorry.
You know what I'm saying, though? Like, I'm looking at my schedule, and I'm taking off also, and I'm not going to be worrying about what I'm going to be eating. You're going to holiday parties. You're going to go hang out with family, and you're usually so careful about what I'm eating. I'm very disciplined about going to the gym, and when I'm doing the math on it, you know what? I think the better option and the healthier option right now for me and to alleviate the stress is giving up.
I wonder if you are in the minority as far as like a lot of people have, like I said, have already adopted that philosophy. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then I lasted longer than most.
I think you did.
Quite a while.
I'm impressed with your stamina, sir.
Okay.
Like December 1st or even like Thanksgiving, it's like, all right, we're just going to coast as far as like, because you know you're going to be surrounded, you know, if you have a family that can cook, you're going to be surrounded by good eats. Mm. You're going to have Christmas parties. You're going to have holiday parties. You're going to be going out to restaurants. Or on the flip side, you're going to be super busy. Like for me, the past couple, I have not eaten out this much as far as like ordering takeout and stuff because I just got zero energy. I have no desire to cook anything. My husband's also crazy busy. And so it's like, we're doing Chinese food. We're doing Mexican food. We're doing sushi. We're doing pizza. God, we had pizza for 3 out of 4 meals one day.
Right. That sounds glorious.
Yeah. And it's just that time of year, man.
I think because people know that my focus is on like nutrition and health, I'll get a lot of DMs from people asking about working out and stuff like that. And when I get them this time of the year, I'm like, just don't start right now. Wait until January 1st because you're not going to be able to be disciplined until Christmas anyway.
You actually think you can do that? You can give up for 2 weeks, don't work out, nothing, just eat whatever? You think you can do that?
Watch me.
Okay.
He's like, I started yesterday.
Yes.
All right,
Mo. So you traditionally are not scared of anything. I think we're all a little bit envious of that anything that's put in front of you, you handle with such calmness and coolness. But there's one thing that you've now noticed that you're afraid of.
Yeah, and my family they're on me about it, and it's an irrational fear. It's very stupid, actually, and I didn't even know it was a fear until they all got very excited to do this, and I was like, yeah, no, I'm not doing that. And then that's when the conversation started of everybody looking at me like, wait, what? You don't want to do this? And I promise y'all, it's silly. But just to go over, because I thought this was funny, some of the things that I have done without fear, as my family so eloquently pointed out. I have jumped out of a plane, not a problem. I have bungee jumped, not a problem. I have went to a nudist community, not a problem. Sung the national anthem at a D2 school, not a problem. But for some odd reason, when they came to me, everybody excited. And I call this group my family because it's friends and his family all together. And for some odd reason, they want to do something that my mom has wanted to do a long time. They want to go to New York, all of us.
Oh, don't do it. Don't do it, man. I understand why you're scared. Or is there more?
No, there's more.
Oh, okay.
It's not just go to New York. They want me to go ice skating with them.
No.
At Central Park.
Dude, you're tall, so that fall's going to be from a far, far
this
place.
This is what I'm saying, right?
Like, when you fall, the world's going to feel it.
Yes. I'm terrified of this.
Let me alleviate some of your fears. Okay, well, first of all, go ahead and tell us about your fears, and I'll alleviate them
well,
for you.
Well, for one, I've never ice skated in my life. I've tried roller skating. I'm horrible at it. It's not a good time for me. Everybody is so good at it. My family's good at it. My friends are good. They can all skate. They can ice skate. They can roller skate. And then they want to do it at Rockefeller Plaza with the tree.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful. And everybody is just so elegant in the way that they... And what am I doing out there? And it's before we go to Thailand. I don't want to break my leg. I don't want to break something to have to do with vacation like that. I just don't see why I need to do this.
All right. So let me alleviate your fears, because you have this beautiful vision of Rockefeller Center all being lit up with that big old Christmas tree and everybody skating around it. I've done this a couple of times, and here's what I want to assure you. 50% of the people on that rink are hanging on the side for dear life.
Okay.
So you will be one of them, but you will fit right in, man.
Really?
Yeah.
See, every time I've seen it like on TV or something, I feel like everybody's out there getting busy, and I'm going to be just the idiot hanging on to the wall, trying not to hurt myself. I have no desire to do this.
There are more injuries from people that are trying to sort of skirt their way around other people hanging on to the side of the rink than there are anybody in the middle of the rink, man. You're going to be fine.
Okay.
All right.
So I shouldn't fear this.
No fear, dude.
The Burt Show.